The start, this is dictating on Helen Emmanuel. Helen, H-E-L-E-N. Emmanuel is E-M-A-N-U-E-L. E-M-A-N-E-U-E-L. Emmanuel. Date of birth 7/8/47. Date of visit is 6/20/23. Please, I copy for Dr. Maria Goncharova, MD, Goncharova, Goncharova, MD. Next paragraph. Dear Maria, thank you for sending Helen Emmanuel for pulmonary evaluation. Next, history present illness. This is a 75-year-old female who has a prior history of nasal allergies, sinus drainage, and history shortness of breath. Was recently sent for a chest X-ray. Sent for a chest CT, which showed a linear parenchymal opacity in the left lower lobe, suggestive of scarring or atelectasis. She also has had a chronic right mid lobe opacity. She has previously been seen by infectious disease services. For possible infectious disease or parasitic disease, and had been investigated for anemia of chronic disease. The patient denies significant cough or wheezing, but has sinus problems and post-nasal drip, and also has some reflux symptoms. Most recent CBC showed a hemoglobin of 10.2 and a WBC count of 4.9. Next paragraph. Oh, can you also mention the patient also has a history of hypertension and history of chronic rheumatoid arthritis, for which is on Humira injections. Next paragraph. Past history. Past history includes history of hypertension for 10 years, history of rheumatoid arthritis, and history for chronic kidney disease, stage 3. She has had a hysterectomy and a cholecystectomy in the past. Next paragraph. Allergies to pain meds. Next, habits. The patient denies smoking, drinks alcohol occasionally, worked in a factory and has been exposed to dust and chemicals. Next paragraph. Medalist included lisinopril, 40 milligrams daily, Crestor, 20 milligrams a day, Coreg, 6.25 milligrams BID, nifedipine, 90 milligrams HS, gabapentin, 300 milligrams BID. Next paragraph. Family history: mother died of breast cancer, father died of old age. Next paragraph. Review of symptoms: the patient has fatigue and had weight loss. Denies cataracts, glaucoma, she has vertigo, and denies nosebleeds or hoarseness. She has shortness of breath and occasional cough. And she has no diarrhea or constipation. No chest or jaw pain, no calf muscle pains or palpitations. And she has some leg swelling. Denies anxiety, no depression. She has no easy bruising. There's no headaches. I'm sorry, she has occasional headaches, no memory loss, and no numbness of the extremities. Denies skin rash. Next paragraph, physical exam. This elderly white female is alert and no acute distress, no pallor, cyanosis. I'm sorry, mild pallor, no cyanosis, no clubbing. And has no leg edema. Blood pressure 150/90. Pulse is 70, respiration 16, temperature 978. Weight is 122, saturation 100. HEND norms, phallic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is mild, injected ears and inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with diminished excursions. Scattered wheezes bilaterally, prolonged expirations. Heart, the heart is irregular, asymmetrical, to no murmur. The abdomen is soft, non-tender, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities. No edema or lesions, no calf tenderness, reflexes of 1 plus, but no gross motor absence. Cranial nerves grossly intact, skin no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Is left lung density, likely atelectasis. With scarring. Number 2 is right mid lung atelectasis chronic. Number 3 is history of rheumatoid arthritis. Number 4 is hypertension. And number 5 is possible obstructive sleep apnea. Next paragraph. Plan the patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. She will use the incentives parameter. Four times daily. Also advised to have a polysomnographic study done I advise to use a Ventolin inhaler, 2 puffs, TIDPRN. Follow up chest CT to be done in 3 months. A follow up visit be arranged in approximately 1 month. Thank you for this consultation. Can you also add in the final final plan? The patient will continue with Humira injections for rheumatoid arthritis. And a follow-up visit be arranged for approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy from Maria Goncharova, MD. Goncharova, 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 MD. Thank you for this consultation. Let's talk to Susan.